In Anchorage, Beans Cafe is expecting a crowd for Thanksgiving dinner. The cafe serves hot meals every day all year for those in need, as well as providing a day shelter as a safe alternative to the streets. Special meals are served on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Executive Director Jim Crockett says it takes about 120 volunteers to staff the Thanksgiving dinner.
We're anticipating between 1,200 and 1,300 people to be served in a three-hour period. We like to say that every day at Beans Cafe is Thanksgiving. We love our place. We're proud of our place.
He says community generosity has helped stock the shelves for the holiday dinner, although more vegetables and ham would be welcome.
You know, we can always use more because our numbers are up, about 20 to 25%, and a lot of that has to do with our economy. Our composition of our clientele that we see is now about 30% people that we've seen in the past that might be classified as a street inebriate, and 70% people that either are what we call the working poor, people that work and don't have enough food in the refrigerator towards the middle of the month, people that come up from the lower 48 looking for jobs, and rural to urban migration, a lot of people coming from Bush, Alaska to seek economic opportunities in Anchorage.
Crockett says cafe operators are seeing more families with children than in the past, although they refer families to agencies better suited to serve their needs. He says food donations are always welcome at Beans, since they serve all year. The cafe is trying out some new ways to stretch resources.
It's really kind of crazy when you think about it, but we've done some pretty innovative things around here that have made us become more efficient and effective in our operation. We have kind of a situation that you go through a line and various things are put on the plate, and we now ask people if they want that. So a client choice, so we don't waste a valuable resource. And two, we've gone to portion control.
Crockett says Beans Cafe has all the volunteers it needs for Thanksgiving. Over at the Food Bank of Alaska, Mary Mike Adams says that most agencies the food bank serves are reporting a 20 to 30% increase in numbers using the food services. Mike Keppel at the Rescue Mission of Anchorage says about 300 people are expected to come to the free Thanksgiving dinner at the mission. Keppel says donations are always welcome and that the mission especially needs blankets.